I was saying to the Lord when he spoke to me to share with us, I said, I don't remember ever preaching from this passage of Scripture. But for about a week now, he's been telling me, I want you to talk to my people about Ezra. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Because if you're really ready, you know, they say, on your marks, get set, go. That's what's going to happen here today. Kalababu shandalababa shakaya. Mama. Hey! My God. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Kababa shakaya. That the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up. Somebody say, stirred up. God gave a word through Jeremiah. And the word of God says, so that that word might be fulfilled, God stirred up the heart of somebody. Stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. This is the same Cyrus that Isaiah had prophesied about 150 years before he was born. Nobody knew about Cyrus. Nobody had heard about a Cyrus. But here God was prophesying through Isaiah. Remember, it says that the word of Jeremiah may be fulfilled. He didn't even mention Isaiah yet. But God gave a word through Jeremiah. That word was about the captivity of the people of Israel. They were going to go into exile into Babylon, and they were going to be there for 70 years. 70 years. This is the same prophetic word that caused Daniel to come before God and say, God, what is happening? It's time for us to get out of here, for us to cross over into our destiny. What is happening? Why is there no change yet? And God opened his eyes after he had fasted for 21 days. The Bible tells us that God, in the same day that Daniel began to pray, God answered him. God dispatched an angel. But that angel was delayed for 21 days. That angel was Gabriel. And so God sent a dispatch of his second angel called Michael. And when Michael, Harababa, Rekebaba, Shanderebo Sokoha, when Michael, the archangel, showed up, the prince of Persia that was holding back Gabriel, who was the messenger of the word, had to clear out. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's going to be a clearing out today in the name of Jesus Christ. I was with a friend of mine, a dear brother, doing one of the greatest works right now. Great prophetic voice. Spent some time with him in the city of Abuja. And I was talking to him. I said, you know what, man of God? I bared out to him about certain things. I said, I don't understand certain things, why certain things are happening the way they are happening. But I know what God said. Because when God assigns you a location, he also assigns to you an allocation. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear what I said. When God assigns you to a location, he also assigns to you an allocation for that location. And when things don't line up, you have the right to question and say, why is something not happening here? Oh, but God has dispatched a Michael. For this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that needs to move will move. You didn't hear what I said. But you don't need to hear it, because you know what? Whether you heard it or don't hear it, something is moving now in Jesus' name. God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make certain that the word that he spoke to Jeremiah is fulfilled. One of the passages of scripture that is allocated and assigned to my life that I know is found in the book of Jeremiah, right in the very first chapter, and I want to read it real quick before I proceed. Rikalababa Shandorobopoku. Hallelujah. 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 Something is about to break open in this place today. It says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 4, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. This is a statement, a marching order that God had assigned into my life. Sent prophets. This is you. And stop saying that you cannot and you cannot this. And it says, you know, because verse 6 says, then said I, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And if you know me,
You will know one thing to be true about me.
My mouth is big behind the pulpit.
But if we're to sit together, we can fly from here to Moscow, and I might not say a word to you.
That's the truth.
For you to get me to say anything, you've got to go to the Word.
It's been my life all these years. So he says, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. The Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. So I say, say not, I'm a child. Say not, I am a child. The devil's a liar. There are certain things you must not say out of your mouth. That is, you must never agree with what the world says, what your flesh says, what your soul thinks. You must only agree with what God says, and what God says is your truth, not your circumstance, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. If the devil says you are sick, you say, I am well. If the devil says I'm weak, I say I'm strong. If the devil says I'm poor, I say I'm rich, because God's word says that is the truth. Not what my circumstance says. Hallelujah. So the people of God were in captivity, held in captivity for so long, and the word of God came. Amen? Let me just keep on reading here. It says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And that which I will declare to you today are the words of the Lord. If you receive it, you shall be restored and be made whole. The devil's a liar. His word is not the truth. It is the word of God that is eternally true. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and throw down, to build and to plant. And hear this, he says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. An almond tree. Why is he seeing the rod of an almond tree? Because there was a time when Aaron was being disputed against. And they said, who gives him the right to be high priest? And God said to Moses, why are you debating with these people? Let every tribe bring their rods. And so it was that they all brought their rods. And the Bible says that their match rods were taken together into the presence of God and placed in the Holy of Holies before the Ark of the Covenant. And in the morning, when Moses comes back there, something had happened in that dark room. Something that should not happen. Aaron's rod, not the rest. They were all before the ark. They were all in the Holy of Holies, but the chosen one, his rod, budded, blossomed, bore fruit, and it was Aaron's rod. He was the chosen of God. And so when God said, what do you see, Aaron? He says, I see a rod of an almond tree. Oh, said, then you must now know you are chosen. Someone say, I am chosen. Say, I am chosen. Say it again, I am chosen. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I will hasten my word to perform it. When you recognize you are the chosen one, there is acceleration in your life to bring you into a destiny that no man can stop you from stepping into. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. He cannot stop you when God has picked you out. The word of the Lord came into the life of Cyrus, the anointed of God. It says here, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation. That he what? Made a proclamation. That word made is the word abba or ava. That word means crossover. Someone say, crossover. Say it again, crossover. Say it again, crossover. The declaration, the proclamation, the decree came so that there will be a crossover. The word came for that crossover. That word also means caused a voice to pass. In other words, there was an affirmation of the promise that God had made. God agreed with himself. But he agreed with himself by partnering with somebody that he had already marked out 150 years before he was born. Somebody shout hallelujah. The answer that God has for your life is not just birth today. God has already moved into motion to correct whatever needs to be corrected, establish what needs to be established, remove what needs to be removed, promote what needs to be promoted, elevate what needs to be elevated in your life even before you were born. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not a Johnny just come God. You didn't hear what I said. I said, God is not a Johnny just come. He didn't just wake up. Actually, he never sleeps. He's very aware. The past is now to him. The future is now to him. And all he wants is a now experience. And I come to declare over your life today that God, the God of the now, is already acting on your behalf, and he's doing something extraordinary, and no devil in hell can stop what God has already finished. I said, no devil in hell can stop what God has already finished. I said, no devil in hell can stop what God has already finished. He says, I am healed, and I am healed. And no sickness can reign over my life. No poverty, no confusion can reign in my life. The devil is a liar. God is the truth, and that truth lives inside of me. And I declare the truth now. And I say, freedom is yours now. Deliverance is yours now. Peace is yours now. Prosperity is yours now. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, in Nigeria, they say, who born monkey? Huh? You come into my life to create confusion? No. Time up. Time up. Because it's crossover time for me. Amen. You played your hand, now let me play mine. And when I smash this ball, there will be no return. Glory be to God. I said, when I smash this ball, pow, there will be no return. The ball is going so fast, it will cut a hole through your racket. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, fire! My friend says, the devil's a bastard. So easy. Your life is not to be toyed with. Your family does not belong to the devil. Your body does not belong to the devil. Your wealth does not belong to the devil. Because God is a God of restoration. I declare over you total restoration today. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive restoration, receive restitution, receive renewal, recover all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing. Not just words, it is written down. I want you to notice that word. He put it in writing. So it is this day. Any man, any woman that God has assigned to your life, to my life, to this ministry, that have voiced out anything, they will put it in writing. In Jesus' name. Somebody's going to write me into their will right now. In Jesus' name. They are not just going to think about it. They are going to write it down. It is going to be made legal in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare legality by written statements now. The devil's a liar. But he cannot lie to me. He cannot deceive me. I am not deceivable. Hallelujah. I am light. Lies are darkness. And when light shows up, lies and the activities of darkness must dissipate. In Jesus' name. Thus saith the Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heavens, had given me all the kingdoms of the earth. And he had charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is this Cyrus? He's the king of Persia. He is not a believer. He's a pagan king. Think about it. This is somebody that does not know God, saying, The God that I don't know has spoken to me to do thus. My brother, I don't know why I'm talking about him today so much. I love him. He had a testimony that he shared with me. This testimony was about a woman that had her children overseas schooling and they came into hard times, and so they wanted to bring back that child from the place where this child was schooling. But she really felt badly about it. So she prayed and asked God to intervene. And he says, this woman then had a dream. And in this dream, he saw him show up in her dream. And he says to her, call this number. So she woke up and wrote down the number. And for 2-3 days, she did not call the number. So she finally mustered courage and she called the number. So when she called, the person picks up the phone, says, who is this? She mentions her name, says, how did you get this number? He says, my pastor told me to call this number. Who is your pastor? And she mentions the name of my friend. Is it that young man that's always on television, skinny guy, talking all the time? I said, yes, that one. He says, okay, what do you need? So she tells the story about how she had this child that was out overseas and she needed to bring this child back home. But the pastor told her to call him. He said, do you know who you're talking to? She said, no, I don't. He says, okay, how much do you want? She says, I want 14 million naira. That's Nigerian currency. Million in any currency is big money. So he says, okay, give me your account number. And he says, I'm going to wire you 15 million. So he wires her 15 million. The woman is screaming, and my God, my God. How can I thank you? He says, do you know who you're talking to? He says, no. He says, I'm the governor of this state. The governor of a particular state. And he was a Muslim. Somebody shout hallelujah. Some freaky stuff are about to start happening. He said, I'm a Muslim. And the money was good. He says, I never pick up this phone. This phone is always off. I only use this phone to call the president of the nation. I just switched it on when the phone rang. A phone that was always switched off was just switched on. The phone rang. And her miracle was dispatched. That is about to happen to somebody here today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God knows the number. He knows what to do and how to do it. And today in the name of Jesus Christ, every satanic agenda against your life to disrupt you has come under judgment by fire in the name of the living God. So Cyrus says, God has anointed me for a purpose. Now let everybody that's ready to go back home get out of this place of exile and go back, and you're going to be sponsored. You're going to be sponsored by people that decide to stay. They're going to give you offerings so you can go. You're going to receive everything that you need. I'm going to build this temple, and he dispatches all the resources that were necessary for the restoration of the temple. Verse 7 says, also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem and had put them in the house of his gods. I declare this day in the name of Jesus Christ that whatever has gone out of your life that belongs in your life will be returned back to you now in Jesus' name. Every good blessing must come back. We don't want garbage and we don't want junk, but the special things of God must return. I declare restoration for you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you receive it? I said, do you receive it? I said, do you receive it? I said, do you receive it? Total restoration. Nebuchadnezzar had taken the vessels that were in the house of God and taken them all out and put them in the house of his gods. Whatever wealth, whatever resources, whatever blessing the enemy has stolen from you, stolen from your family, stolen from your heritage, in the name of Jesus Christ, must be returned now by the authority of the word of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been stolen from Glory and Peace Church must be returned now, whether they be money or people, souls of whatever sort, in Jesus' name. I command them returned now, in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. So it was that the people of God began to return home. They began to return home to Jerusalem. And chapter 2 begins to list to us the various groups of people that left. The children of Harim, verse 39, it says, and 17. Verse 44, the children of Keros, the children of Shia, the children of Padan. In 56, the children of Jalah. All of chapter 2 is listing names and names and names. And then it comes to verse 59. It says, 58 first, all the Netinims and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up from Tel Milah, Tel Hasar, Chirab, Adan, and Imah. But they could not show their father's house and their seed whither they were of Israel. So here comes all these families, but here comes another set. They want to go, but they could not find any records that they were Israelites. I say in the name of Jesus Christ that you will not be part of that group. That your name will be written down in the book of life and will stay there. That at no time shall you be sought for and they will say, you don't belong. No, I belong. I am part of the crossover team. Somebody shout hallelujah. I get to cross over in the name of Jesus Christ. Me and my household. But it gets worse. It says in verse 61, and of the children of the priest, the children of Habaiah, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. Oh my God. What is happening here? Barzillai. Is this supposed to be some terrible person? Barzillai? No. Barzillai is a very good man. but made a mistake, a very casual mistake, and now it is affecting his children's children. Basileia. Turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 27. Let us explore the life of this man for a quick moment. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim that Shobi the son of Nahash of Reba of the children of Ammon and Micaiah the son of Amiel of Lodibah. Amiel of Lodibah. This is where Mephibosheth went. The one son that was dropped and was crippled. He was there. Micaiah, the son of Amiel of Lodibah, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Roglim. Chapter 19 and verse 31. I want to give you a quick run through this man's life. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Roglim. Oh, some other time I'll talk about Roglim. And went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over what? Someone say crossover. To conduct him. Help him cross over. Verse 32. Now, Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old. That means he was 80 years old. And he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. 80 years old. He was a very great man, meaning he was very wealthy. He was sufficient. And he provided resources for King David at a very crucial time in David's life. He says, and the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And the king said unto Barzillai, verse 33, come thou over with me. Don't just conduct me over. Come over with me. Join me. Come over with me, and I will feed thee with me. I will feed thee with what? With me. This is an interesting statement. It is not just, it's not saying, come over with me and we'll eat together. It is more serious than that. He says, I will feed you with me. In other words, I'm going to infuse you with myself. God was bringing this man to a place of divine honor, but he's about to shy away from it. Jesus said, take this body, drink this blood. If you don't take of this body and drink of this cup, you are none of me. There must be total surrender and total commitment in every area of our lives. Amen? Come thou over with me, and I'll feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? How long do I have to live that I'm going to cross over and go with you to what else? You know, this is a satisfied life, a settled life. Like we read in the devotion, a settled life. I'm okay. I don't need any more. I have more than enough. May that not be your testimony, that you satisfy yourself with whatever it is you think you have. Because God is more than whatever it is that you have. There's always more in God. And we must thirst and hunger for God. There are people who are sitting down in, I guess, this place is okay. We sing some songs. We hear a sermon. It must be okay. Really? Is there more to God than just sitting down and be settled? No, there's a Jordan to cross. You must not stop on the other side of Jordan and be defeated. This man says, I'm old enough. Verse 39, and all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned unto his own place. But watch it. Here are his children. And here are Israelites that have now taken on the name of Barzillai. People that do not cross over because they are satisfied with what they see now. What I see now, it is okay. I don't need any more. Praise God, I'm going to heaven. Really? By yourself? Praise God. I know some songs. I know some scriptures. Is that all God has? Really? That you say that I'm a Christian? What about becoming what God says we can be? He says, the works that I did shall you do also, and greater works than this shall you do, because I go to be with the Father. What about the greater that God wants for us? I am not going to be satisfied with whatever I think I have. There is more to God that must be explored. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So they were denied. This sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy. But they were not found. There was no record of their names as priests. Therefore, were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. Whether they were polluted or not polluted, it did not matter. They had no record that they were part of the priesthood. Anyhow, Israel crossed over. They followed the mandate of Cyrus, and they went, and they began to build. But before they started building, the Bible says, chapter 4, then came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God, as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asher, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, had commanded us. Then the people of the land, watch this, weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even unto the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Here comes a group of people. They said, we're going to join you. We're going to team up with you and help you fulfill your mandate. Okay, we're here. We've been here. We're going to help you. We've been on ground all this time. We're going to help you. And Zerubbabel says, No. We're going to do this by ourselves. We don't need you. And so the people that were turned away came against Israel, Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and they started harassing them. The Bible says that The hands of the people were weakened. How did it get weakened? They went and they, by this time Cyrus is dead, they sent a letter to Artaxerxes and said, check your records. There's a group of people here, Jewish people, Israelites, they are troublemakers. Check their record. You'll find out that these people are always causing trouble wherever they go. And they have resisted kings, and they are just outright troublemakers, and they are here starting to build something, and if they complete it, it's going to be trouble. They're going to resist you. They're going to cause confusion all over the place. You better stop them. So a letter was dispatched. And the letter resisted the Jews, who had received instruction from Cyrus. Are you with me so far? Please listen, because I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about us. They had an instruction from Cyrus. Go build. Here are the resources. And here comes these people and said, no, because you didn't allow us to be part of it, we're going to make your life miserable. And they wrote another letter to another king when Cyrus was dead and said, these guys are troublemakers. Stop them. And the king wrote a letter right away. And so it was that the people of Israel could not build the temple they were assigned to build. Are you with me? They were authorized, but accusation came against them. And now the authorization that they had been nullified by the accusation. The devil's a liar. That devil that's been accusing you in your life must now fall to nothing in the name of Jesus. The accusation of the devil, since you didn't allow us to play with you, nobody's going to play. Yeah, nobody's going to play. You don't want me to play checkers? Nobody's going to play. It reminds me of my daughter. When we first got the Nintendo game machine, playing, I don't know how old she was at this time, 4, 5, something like that. So the brothers would not let her play. She said, you won't let me play? No, we won't let you play. So she goes up, gets a cup of water, comes back, and pours it on them. And Friday Nintendo. You don't want me to play? Nobody plays. I said, where did this girl get this from? That was these people. Nobody's going to play. 16 years. Shut down. 16 years, the authorization was still there by Cyrus. But now there is another instruction that says, you cannot build. And anybody who tries to build will be killed. Then comes the prophet, Haggai. This is the prophet that God used to name us as a church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a change of seasons. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mandorobobo Shaha. Haggai began to prophesy to Jeshua and Zerubbabel. The Bible doesn't tell us what he said, but these two got up and said, we're building. There was an instruction not to build. They said, we're building. So they went and they began to build. And they said, build fast. Build, put this thing up real quick. And they are putting everything night and day. They are building. They are just building and building and building and building. And the people came and said, who gave you the right to build? Weren't you guys told not to build? Weren't you told not to build? So they sent another letter. But this time, someone said, this time, it was going to be different. This time, yes, the accusation went, but this time, they said, tell the king to check his records. Check it well, because there was an instruction given to us to build this place. Check your records. Well, you checked one record and you checked all the record that said we are bad people and we are terrible people and we are rebellious people, and you had your records and your records, okay, factually, yes. Your record says, I'm a sinner, I'm an adulterer, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I'm a Confucianist, I'm a whatever. Yes. But check the record, 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 check the record. Because a greater one was instituted before your weaker one came on. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that he who died before the foundations of the earth and shed his blood before the foundations of the earth trumps over every sin I committed after he shed his blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come free in Jesus' name. Check your record. Yes, your record says, I messed up. I dipped my hand in a place where I should not dip my hand. I took on a title that I should not take. I did this and I did that. Yes, all of those may be right, but there is a greater record. The greater record is that I have a King of kings and Lord of lords who reigns over all. His blood overcomes every problem I have ever created in my life. His love covers me. His peace surrounds me. I am established by his authority. His word heals me. In the name of Jesus, I pull that record out now. So it was. People of God. Started building. They were accused again. But this time, they were not about to take that line down. Hallelujah. 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 Let me go to the end. I encourage you to read the book of Ezra. The word of God says, people of God reminded the new King Darius that in the first year, chapter 5 and verse 13, of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same King Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God. And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto me, unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels, go carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. We are not going to let the letter that they sent trump over the letter that was sent first. Cyrus said something. Listen, we're going to go past 12 o'clock. Hallelujah. But we're going to get it. Because we're going to cross over. Glory be to God. Then Darius the king made, chapter 6, decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, and where the treasures were laid up in Babylon, and there was found at Achmeter, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus, the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem, let the house be built, place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 70 cubits. Mama. With 3 rows of great stones and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. Abba, let the expenses come out of where? The king's house. It's going to get better. If they did not know it now, they are going to find out all that was written in the records. Oh, it's going to get better, brother. It's going to get better. Jesus is Lord. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem and brought into Babylon, be restored and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem, everyone to his place, and place them in the house of God. If there was no house of God, there's no place to place it. Someone say restoration. Someone say restoration. Now, therefore, Tatniah, governor beyond the river, Shetbozaniah, and your companions, the Ephesites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Go far. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. You troublemakers, get out! Shout it out with me. You troublemakers, get out. Now. You don't belong here. They don't belong in your family. They don't belong in your body. They don't belong in your finances. They do not belong in your relationships. They do not belong in your business. They must get out now. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is that is blocking the promotion that God has for you must get out of your life now. Whatever is blocking your business must get out now. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Moreover, I make a decree. What ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, 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 even of the tribute beyond the river, even the taxes beyond the river, in the name of Jesus Christ, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I cannot be hindered anymore. A decree has been declared in the name of Jesus Christ. Cyrus decreed it. They resisted it. But now two kings are going to come into agreement. Darius is going to agree with Cyrus. And brother, fire is about to fall. Hear me. I say the fire of God is about to fall. And every resistance will be destroyed. Hear this. And that which they have need of both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem. Let it be given them day by day without fail. Total provision. So it's a total provision. It has been commanded. So shall it be manifested. God had assigned a location. And to that location, an allocation has been made. God sent us here, located us here. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit that is resisting the work of God, the plans of God, the building of the church of the living God, the fire of God, the fire of judgment shall fall upon that. In the name of Jesus Christ, every activity of darkness must be crushed and be brought to naught. Nothing shall be spared that has come to resist the word and the purposes of God. Somebody say crossover. Shout it again, crossover. By decree. Amen. Verse 11. Hear this. I'm about to settle this for now. But hear this. Also. Somebody say also. Say it again. Also. One more time. Say also. I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, whosoever shall alter this word, shall try to change this word, shall try to resist this word, this prophetic statement that God had made before the foundations of the earth, concerning Michael Ephesino, concerning Maria Ephesino, concerning Paul Morin, concerning Andre Loye. Call your name. Call your name. Call your name. Whatever wants to alter the plan and the purpose that I have for Daniel Omolola, whatever it is that wants to stand in the way of what I have for the Praskis, whatever it is that is going to challenge this decree, in the name of God, Darius says, hear this, what whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house. Mandorobosha. Let what? Timber be pulled down from his house. And being set up, and not past tense, present tense continuous. In other words, this decree is a decree that continues on today. Being set up, let him be what? Hanged thereon. In other words, your house is collapsed, and what we can retrieve, like the timber, we're going to set it up, and we're going to hang you on that timber. And let his house be made a dunghill. For this. For what? For resisting and trying to alter the word that was decreed. Hallelujah. Heads are about to roll. Hallelujah. What God has ordained cannot be stopped. Amen. The accusation of Satan was for a moment. But this is the day the Lord God Almighty has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I say to you, child of God, it's time up for the devil and all his cohorts. Whatever has been accusing you, this day receives the judgment of God. Listen to the next statement in verse 12. And the God that had caused his name to dwell there destroy all kings, Abba, and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Did you hear? Let it be done with what? Speed. 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 In other words, acceleration. All of those 16 years of delay are captured in a moment. Somebody say it's finished. Somebody say it's finished. Say it's finished. The work is finished. And the devil and his cohorts are finished. There are two statements. It ends with finished. But one finished means good, positive, completion. The other finish means you are done. Finish, kaput. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And the God that had caused his name to dwell at Glory and Peace Church, to dwell in Michael Ephesino, call your name, to dwell in you. Let that God destroy all kings. All kings. That is principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Every entity that comes and tries to alter that word, let the God who reigns over all destroy that one. Somebody say, destroyed. 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 It's everything that is contrary to God's will for my life. It's all destroyed. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God must come to pass. Now, how did all of this change take place? It took place when the prophet Haggai prophesied. It takes a prophetic word to change seasons. It takes a prophetic word to change times. It takes a prophetic word to change the history, the story of your life. It takes a prophetic word to change my life, to change your life, to change this church, to cause us to fulfill our divine destiny. And today, the God who said to me, it is time to preach from Ezra, the same God who spoke to Mama to read, because if you've not heard me say this before, she has no clue what I'm going to preach about, and I don't know anything that she's going to read ever. Somebody asked me, what are you going to preach about? Forget it, you'll never hear it. I never tell, because what God has to do, God has to do. Amen? And today, we heard it. God stirred up the Spirit. Rise with me. I declare over this ministry, I declare over everyone in this household of faith that God will now, by the authority that He's established by His executive order, will begin a stirring up of lives, Christian or non-Christian. As long as they have breath, the God who prophesied concerning Cyrus through Isaiah 150 years before he was ever born, let that same God begin to stir hearts this day, stir minds this day, concerning you, concerning this ministry, concerning these lives, concerning every one of us and our legacy. Let hearts be stirred up now to begin to work, to affirm and confirm and to bring to pass that which God has declared prophetically over our lives, so that the kingdom of God be established now in us as God's people. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that every accusation that has come against you to resist you, every accusation before God or before man that's caused any form of delay in your life, in my life, in this ministry, that the power of God this day overturns all of those accusations by a greater decree that's been established before the foundations of the earth that declares that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that I've been made head and not tail, above only and not beneath, that the God who gives supernatural speed and causes men to find favor not only in his side, the side of God, but in the side of man, that this God will this day overturn every accusation and bring to naught every work of darkness and release unto everyone here supernatural favor, supernatural finances, supernatural strength, supernatural wisdom and understanding, knowledge and ability, so that you fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare over every life here that God who opens eyes to see will cause your eyes to be open now to see even that which you have gone past. Just like Abraham saw the ram caught behind him while he looked up, this day in Jesus' name, I declare that your eyes of understanding be opened, that your eyes of knowledge be opened, that your eyes of wisdom be opened. In the name of Jesus, let discernment be released upon every life. In Jesus' name, let God's ability come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I declare an awakening in your spirit. Your ability to walk in divine victory be established now. In the name of Jesus. And I declare this day by the authority of the word of God that every satanic judgment against your life receive the judgment of God in Jesus' name. Every satanic assignment against your life, against your family, against this ministry, against the purpose of God, any assignment of the enemy against your business, against your place of employment, this day in Jesus' name, let the fire of God fall upon those assignments and consume it away. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare this day that you shall not be found wanting in any area of your life, that you'll be found in the record books, that there'll be no pollution in your life, that you'll not settle for mediocrity, you'll not settle for the good, but you will step beyond the good into the best and even cause the best to be better. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the God who is God reign supreme in your life. Let him heal your physical body. Let him heal your mind. Let him restore your soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare a stirring up of your spirit for greater purposes. In the name of Jesus, be fulfilled, be fulfilled, be fulfilled, be fulfilled, be fulfilled by the authority of the word of God. Let the incense of God blow over your life and cause the fragrance of his beauty to be manifested in you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Children of God, will you sing hallelujah? Sing hallelujah. Will you sing it three times? Hallelujah. One. Hallelujah. Two. Hallelujah. Three. Children of God, will you sing hallelujah? Sing hallelujah. Will you sing it seven times? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two. Hallelujah. Three. Hallelujah. Four. Hallelujah. Five. Hallelujah. Six. Hallelujah. Let's pick it up. Children of God, will you sing hallelujah? Sing hallelujah. Will you sing it eight times? Hallelujah. One. Hallelujah. Two. Hallelujah. Three. Hallelujah. Four. Hallelujah. Five. Hallelujah. Six. Hallelujah. Seven. Hallelujah. Someone said, nothing is going to deny me of God's divine allocation for my life. I receive my supernatural allocation now, 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 now. God has an allocation for you. It must come to you now. Whatever has been taken from your life that God has assigned to you and to your family, please hear what I'm about to say to you. Whatever it is that God has assigned to you and your family and your family line that the enemy has kept hidden, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that there be an earthquake that exposes such things. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that that which belongs to you come to you speedily now. Whatever has been stolen from Glory and Peace Church, Mike Zeno Ministries, resisted and kept away, that God has assigned to us as a prophetic voice under an apostolic anointing from the day that the church was born. I call it to come now in Jesus' name. So I say, I receive it. We cross over. We will not hang around on the other side of Jordan. Bezalel said, I'm 80 years old. I'm old. I'm 80 years old. I'm old. And I have everything. I'm great. I'm great already. No, no, no. God has greater. Did you hear what I said? I said, God has greater. What did I say? The greatest church building has not been built yet. The greatest worldwide ministries have not been built yet. But they shall be built. The greatest prophet that ever lived, that has spoken to us, the people of the earth, has not spoken yet, but will speak now. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the prophetic word assigned to propel you into your destiny be activated in your life now. It shall not stop working. For anything that will stand against the word of the Lord, the house of that one shall be torn down and destroyed. The word of God says the timber shall be pulled down and will be erected, and that one that tried to alter the word of God shall be hung on it. And whoever, whatever king, whoever they think they are, government that will resist the plan of God, they are destroyed in Jesus' name. It is a permanent word. It shall not shift to do it otherwise. It shall be fulfilled now. For the greater house shall be built now. In the name of Jesus, let the prophetic word of Haggai over this ministry that was spoken by God come to pass now, speedily, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you receive the word? Do you receive it? Then shout hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to release those that are listening online. I'm going to release you at this time, because we're going to do some things here that are more in-house. But the commanded word has been spoken over your life. Receive it and be transformed by it. Be impacted by it. And let your friends know about this word that is declared today. Like us on Facebook. Download our Glory and Peace app and listen to the word of God and be fulfilled, because His grace is sufficient. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. We love you.
Hallelujah. Man, that was powerful. Did you receive tonight? Are you going to keep it? Keep it in your heart and make it work. The devil has no hold on us. And we thank God for that. We can say, hallelujah. 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 The word for this year, part of it was to bring worship to God, and that will bring in. When you praise God, God will bring in our results. This is how we're going to fight Satan. This year, it's through praise. Right now, it's through praise. And we praise you, Father God, for who you are, for the work that you are doing in our lives, for the things that you are bringing into our lives, that we will grow, that we will receive the greatest gifts from above. Everything that is good comes from above. Good and perfect. There are two things here. Good and perfect comes from above. Good is not good enough, but perfect is even better. That's what we want. We want more of the perfect things from God. Thank you, Father God. It's time again to bring in our tithes and our offerings. And you got to remember that your tithes and your offerings are separate. If you give an offering and take it from your tithes, that's not the word of God, because they are separate. And I know I have to learn that as well. Thank God for teaching us. Thank God for His mercies. Thank God for His love and peace and joy. Father God, I just pray a blessing on those who give from their heart, who give with joy, and that they speak to their offering, speak to their tithe, that they will be blessed through their givings. These are like seeds, and whether you receive or not, right now, there is a prize in the heavenlies. Build up your bank account in the heavenlies through your givings. And I thank you, Father God, that the blessings that come from you are far greater than what we give. Those are your promises. He says he will give back, pressed down, shaken together. And you know what? You put a few things in a jar, you just shake it, and it goes deeper to the bottom. And if you press it, you just push down, it goes even deeper. And God has even more than that. So expect a great blessing. The promises that we heard on the screen tonight, that might be an old message, but receive it. Because old messages are still good to this day. Just like the first book that was written in the Bible, it's still good today. It doesn't change. The prophetic word never changes. And you need to apply it to your life whenever. Satan has no rule over us. That's one of the promises. He might trouble us, but he has to stop. His house will be crumbled. He has no house. This is even a part in the Bible says that he has to give back his furniture. Even his furniture has to come back to us. I have to find it one day again. It's wonderful. God is good. He wants the best for us. Whatever Satan has stolen has to come back. We thank you, Father God, for what you've given back to us from what he has stolen. Thank you, Father God. Again, pray for the pastors. They're not here. They need your prayers. We need our prayers. Each and every one needs to pray for each other. Come to Wednesday Bible study. It will be fantastic again. Come to Friday prayer meeting. It will be fantastic again. We have a great time. And then God will just continue with God each and every moment of the day. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Stay in the power of God. It is a given. It's with you all the time. Expect God to do for you all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stay blessed, and we'll see you again.